Alaska Marine Highway System held the Winter Ferry Schedule teleconference to receive public feedback on the system's response to steep budget cuts. Deputy Commissioner Mary Soroki oversees the Marine Highway System for the Transportation Commissioner's Office.
AMHS's budget was reduced by $43 million. This is life-altering, or in the case of the Marine Highway System, it's schedule-altering.
AMHS dramatically reduced service to operate within the dramatically reduced budget. Service to the Upper Lynn Canal would be reduced to once a week in early November, and again from January 15th to March 1st. Other coastal communities are hit even harder. Soroki says the schedule includes as much service as possible, despite necessary compromises.
That said, we are going to ask Carrie to see if she can eke out a bit more service.
She's referring to vessel scheduler Carrie Trout. Despite AMHS's efforts, residents from Southeast Alaska expressed concern for commerce and community health.
We're going to have Medevac City coming here.
Ellen Larson was one of several callers from Haines. Haines has the oldest population in Alaska in terms of average age. Larson says reduced service will force aging residents with increased medical needs to use emergency services instead of basic infrastructure.
The planes aren't flying dependably in the winter, and with one ferry a week, that's a long time to wait if you have a medical issue that needs attention.
Upper Lynn Canal residents have the benefit of connection to the road system, but callers from places like Tenneke and Pelican reminded AMHS staff that they rely on the ferry for commerce and basic necessities. Dan Kennedy from Tenneke says he's pleased to have as much service as AMHS managed to offer, but he says any reduction at all has a strong adverse effect on his community.
Right now, we've missed two ferries with the strike and the stores already out of eggs and cheese and milk and stuff like that. And all that stuff can be flown in, but it adds a dollar a pound to whatever you're doing there.
Callers punctuated their concerns with expressions of gratitude for the hard work of the ferry system, despite cutbacks. There were just over a dozen comments from the Southeast region, due in part to the busy summer season. AMHS representatives assured callers that written comments pulled just as much weight. They say they've received an unprecedented amount of feedback by mail. The State House passed a bill that aims to prevent system cutbacks to coastal communities by restoring $5 million in funding to ferry operations. That bill is now under consideration of the Senate. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.